Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Right. I'm sorry, what?
Yes, are
Sorry.
you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? Thank you very much. Now, and there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I will absolutely vote in the primary.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Planned Parenthood.
Very favorable.
Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know enough about him, honestly.
Okay, that's fine. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I know of her, but I don't know enough to speak positively or negatively.
And as it is right now, do you have a very favorable opinion of her? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I really couldn't say. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
I've been pretty invested in Colin Allred's campaign from the very beginning, so he is much of the one I'll vote for.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I voted for him
Because
as the first primary.
yeah, the next one was Colin Allred.
Yes, very favorable.
Clay Jenkins.
I'm sorry, Clay Jenkins, favorable, very favorable.
Thank you. Yasmin Simon.
I'm sorry.
Yasmin Simon.
This one? I don't know her.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Nathan Johnson.
Favorable.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
I'm biased. My brother worked on his campaign, so I'm very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Ron Kirk.
Somewhat favorable. I don't think that he's a candidate anymore, is he?
Thank you. And the last one is Victoria Nieve Criado.
I'm not aware of her. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know. I would need to do research.
Okay, that's fine. Now, in one, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it voting rights, like restrictions on voting, election denial and threats to democracy? Is it abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Is it education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay? Is it local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Or guns, like sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons.
Oh, gosh, it's really hard to choose. I'm extremely pro-choice and pro-women's rights. I'm extremely anti-guns. But also, I think our democracy has been under attack by January 6th and other abolitionists. So I don't know if I could choose. I guess I'd have to say women's rights feels like the most feasible, because I feel like guns is always going to be a losing issue in the state. So I guess women's rights would be my first priority.
Thank you. And what is the next most important issue out of the list? Is it voting rights, education, local control, or
guns?
Okay, thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? Is it one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
My preference would be the most progressive, but I would realistically vote for the one who has the most possible chance of winning the office.
So it would be the first one?
So the first one, yeah.
Thank you. Next, rate the pitch of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first statement is, Yasmin Simon is running to win the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
I'm so sorry. We are just about to get dinner. So I hate to cut you off, but I need to. But I'm going to be researching all the candidates you mentioned. I'm realizing that I need to do some. I have some work to do. So thank you so much for calling. Thank you for what you're doing. But I need to let you go now.
Thank you. But right now we're just doing like a preemptive opinion poll about all of this, so we would love to hear.
I know. I appreciate that, but we're in the car. We're just about to order dinner. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
At what time could we call you back?
Sure, yes.
Okay. We'll try to call you back then.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Have a wonderful
day. You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Doesn't look all bad. Oh, shit, that's okay.